BFBS. Your stories. iNix Station, Cyprus.
When David Cameron launched the Conservative general election campaign last year, the idea of volunteering was central to his concept of the big society. It may have been met with scepticism amongst opposition parties and in some parts of the UK, but here in iNIC in Cyprus, volunteerism is key to keeping facilities for military families up and running. But there's a shortage of volunteers across many of these facilities, and group leaders are looking for helpers across the whole community. Penny Rogers is from iNIC Thrift Shop.
We are always looking for supporters, especially at the moment from the camp, as most of our volunteers are from off the camp. And naturally, if they leave the island or they decide that they've got other commitments, we'll get very low on staff, and then unfortunately we just have to close.
Over at the Saffa Playhouse, it's a similar story. The children's indoor play area was opened as a result of lots of dedicated fundraising by Saffa's in-service committee. But now they're desperate for volunteers.
Hi, I'm Louise Wood and I am the playhouse supervisor for iNIC. We're looking for some volunteers, 2 hours a month, basically just to come in, meet people, take the money off the ladies as they come in. I took the job on basically to meet people and to get myself known in the community and to meet other mums and their children. I love it. Really enjoy it. It helps you to meet other people, and also if you do a volunteer shift, once you've done 10 volunteer shifts, you get a free party.
And if a free party isn't enough to get you to offer your services at the Playhouse, there are plenty of other opportunities to volunteer elsewhere. The Mercury Cinema's looking for projectionists and kiosk staff. Or what about a secondary duty at the Paintball Club? Sergeant Pete Mullakai is the OIC of the club.
As we get more and more busy over the year, we do need more volunteers to come and help, especially in the committee members. And there's all kinds of different slots. So if you want to help out on the committee or just want to be a marshal, that's fine.
As a committee member, you get to enjoy playing at a reduced rate, and you'll be given full training to get to grips with all the equipment. But for all the unpaid workers I've met in iNIC, it's more than just the perks that motivates them to give up their time to contribute to what you might call iNIC's big society.
It's great to have the opportunity to just delve into something that you wouldn't normally do in a military environment, and to get involved with the community in such a fun way.
This is a way of keeping your mind occupied, giving you something to do, giving you a purpose. You get the reward of knowing that you are helping people, and they do really appreciate it.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in iNIC.
Your stories. BFBS.